Hello, and welcome to another Let's Make. This is episode 13. This is Let's Make a PC in this case, not an NPC, because I am familiarizing myself with the new normal of second edition Cypher by making some player characters as opposed to NPCs, which is what I have been doing up until last episode. And I am, at the time I'm doing this, also taking the opportunity to put in a little bit of house ruling and making my own species descriptors. I did that for episode 12 when I made a kobold, because there is no kobold species in the new source book for character creation in Cypher, which if you backed it on BackerKit, you have an updated copy at the time I'm recording this. If you did not back it, well, then you'll be able to get it before the end of the year. I want to say in August, but don't quote me on that. I'm saying this from memory. And my cat just smacked me in the face because he's jumping off the back of my chair. Right. So let's get into this. I need to press a button here and cut to this. All right. So here's my core character template that I worked up, where I made some changes to it last time because I realized there were some gaps in it. This will be shared. I do all this in Obsidian. So it's all written in markup language. So anything that can open a document written in markup can edit this. And I highly recommend Obsidian for doing stuff like this because it is incredibly convenient. It is an open standard. Anyone can use it. Right. So I am going to make a copy of this. Make a copy. And we are going to name this new one. It's a PC. And I am going to name it Wolf Paladin, and that's going to be a placeholder. I'm probably going to change the name or add to it. I do want to make a Wolf Paladin. I have the art for that already. Matter of fact, speaking of that, let's grab the art for this. I've got my Wolf Knight in a circle right here. We're going to drag that up to here, and there we go. This art is going to also be shared with everything else that I share from this recording in its usual location. There'll be a link to it in the notes for wherever you're getting this. And the image is public domain. I kitbashed two images together to make this. And that kitbash is, one, uploaded to openclipart.org already, but two, it'll be included here. So there we go. There's our wonderful Wolf Paladin. They are a good doggo, as all doggos are. And I have learned from my mistakes last time. I have a browser window open right now that is on the page where it gives me the flowchart of creating your character. So it goes over the steps. I don't have to keep scrolling to find it and then realizing what I've forgotten. So character needs a name. I am going to name them TBD. I will name that later. I'll think of a name as I'm doing this. So descriptor species, they are going to be a... I'm getting ahead of myself already. Core character, I do certain things. First of all, I have 8 points in each stat pool, which I do. I put that in the core character already. I need to add 6 points to the pools. And for a paladin character, it makes sense, in my opinion. I'm going to add 1 point to speed to make that be 9. I am going to add 3 points to might to make that be 11. And my remaining 2 points I'm going to put in intellect. There we go. These aren't going to be the finished stats because other things I do are going to boost these pools some more. But that's where I am so far. I also need to pick 2 skills. So I am going to add TBD and TBD because I don't want to assign these skills yet. I want to see what skills I get from the other things that I do before I add those in. I'm kind of sort of jumping the gun so far as how I make characters by putting in those points now up here. But that's where the flowchart tells me to do it on page 16 of the new book. Is it 16? No, it's 14. It's the 16th page of the PDF file, but so far as the pages are labeled, it's page 14. Right. And optional 3rd skill and inability. I'm not going to give this character an inability from this, although I might give them an inability when I build out their species descriptor, because that is a thing I'll be homebrewing during this recording. Next part of the flowchart is this a real world character? No, they are going to be a paladin. Paladins existed in the real world. There were people who referred to as paladins back in the days of Charlemagne and for a time after that as well. But people don't go around calling themselves paladins nowadays, and it was never a thing where people had holy abilities. And that's the current fantasy understanding of paladins. So this is not a ruled character, so that takes us to the no section. We are choosing from our genre, adding to pools, adding edge, and adding abilities and equipment. So I am now going to the fantasy subgenre portion of the rulebook. And we're going to scroll down to where it says paladin. That's bard. That's cleric. I almost picked cleric for this. Fighter. Mage. The art in this book is spectacular, by the way. If you do nothing other than look at the pretty pictures, this is still a good book. But the art is amazing. I'm so glad that I purchased this. I'm so glad I backed this. I'm running low on funds right now. Not because of buying this book, but because of other things. But I'm glad that I put that money into this. So paladin, here we go. It, again, gives me background options. But now I'm actually going to look at that because I didn't look at it last time because I was making a character where I already knew their backstory and I didn't need to worry about that. I'm going to make a new section on the character sheet. If I can spell background correctly. Typo, strike again. Background. And I have deleted stuff that was supposed to be in the formatting. So equal sign, asterisk, asterisk. And now that is all hunky-dory. There we go. So background options. You were first called to service by a divine vision of a coming world-ending disaster. If you gather enough power in your god's name, you believe you can avert it. That's one option. You served for years in a holy war in a faraway land but returned home last month. I'm not leaning towards that one. For other paladins, surely that would work. I have made paladins where that would work very well. Not this particular one. I'm not feeling that right now. A few weeks ago, a seer claimed a demon was secretly attempting to corrupt you. After your parents were slain by evil dragons, you took up their path to honor their lives and slay evil dragons. The dead parents thing, one or both of them, is such a trope I don't like using it all that much. Because of how much of a trope it is. So, no, that one's not going to be it. Last week, you woke up with no memory at all of the preceding year. Oh, fascinating. Did my character become a paladin during that year? Oh, that opens up doorways for the GM to mess with the character. You were discharged from the temple a year ago under a cloud of suspicion. No one would do that to a good doggo. So, we're not going to go with that one. You were a simple priest until your temple was sacked. Then you took up the sword, driven by a zealous commitment to smite evil. You triumphantly drove a nest of ghouls from the local graveyard a few weeks ago. Hey, I think I'm going to go with that one. That last one. So we're going to paste that in here for background. And it's keeping the line breaks from the document. So we just got to replace that. There we go. Paladin abilities. Add +3 to your might pool. All right. So we are going to add paladin up here. And now 3 to the might pool. That takes it up to 14. Add +1 to intellect pool. That takes it to 11. Add +1 edge in pool of your choice. I am thinking we're going to have it be in intellect. But I'm going to put a question mark there. Because I don't know for sure. I might change that. So that's me putting a pin in that. And next up, freely use all weapons and freely use all armor. We've got both of those going for us. So let's copy paste those under skills. There we go. Gain one weapon of your choice or accept the equipment bundle weapon. I think I am going to go with the second option there. Equipment bundle. We are going to copy-paste all of this and put it in here. A great sword. Actually, I don't like that it's a great sword. The character art clearly has them using a more one-handed weapon. So I am actually just going to downplay that. Where are our weapon lists for fantasy. So foci, swords and sorcery is a whole category, but that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for actual sword information. Wow, so many descriptions include the word sword in them here. What if I go to the index? What if I just go to the index and look up weapons? That might be convenient, Crash. That would be a good idea. Weapons, page 238. I'm just going to say a long sword, and we're going to put medium weapon, because they do 4 damage. That's going to be fine. Appropriate clothing. Chainmail armor. That's going to be useful. A holy symbol or portable shrine. We're going to go with holy symbol. A backpack, a bedroll, 50 feet of rope, 3 torches, rations and water for 3 days, a tinderbox, and enough extra currency to buy one moderately priced item. Which, again, we are not going to actually purchase said item in this recording. It's going to be long enough as it is. But I am going to go through and add the bullet points here, because for some reason, the way I've added them in the formatting here, it's not actually including them when I press enter. And that's annoying me, but that's a thing that future Crash will fix. I am sure he lied. Right, so let's go back up to fantasy and pick paladin again. There we go. So we have our equipment bundle in place. Can gain one weapon of your choice or accept the equipment bundle option. Already did that. There's stuff we're at tier 3 and tier 6, but I'm making a tier 1 character, so that's not going to be relevant. At tier 1, you gain the following abilities. So now we are at special abilities. That's going to be right here. Combat prowess. Okay, we're going to copy this and paste it here. You add +1 damage to one type of weapon attack of your choice. Melee weapon attacks or ranged weapon attacks. I'm going to go with melee weapon attacks. So I am going to select melee weapon. I'm going to make that bold. And I'm going to take ranged weapon attacks. And can I make that strike through? Format, strike through. There we go. So I know the other thing was an option, but I'm not doing that. And we're going to make combat prowess also be bold. Holy Sucre. Let's copy paste this over. Not the whole page, Crash. Just the ability. And we are going to copy paste the bullet point. Make this bold. And while an ally within immediate range of you has at least 3 moderate wounds or at least 1 major wound, you can extend your divine grace, granting them 1 free level of effort. They can apply each round to an attack or defense roll. So if they're wounded, you make them hit harder. The divine grace they are afforded lasts until the wounds are healed or they use a 10-minute or longer recovery period. Huh. And this takes 1 intellect to use. That's interesting. Oh, I didn't copy-paste everything in this. I gotta select more. There are 2 more paragraphs after that, but they were after a column break. So each time you use Holy Sucre, the intellect cost increases by 1. The cost returns to 1 after you take a recovery, and that is an enabler. You know what? This is bothering me to a point where I need to adjust it. So let's select all of these. Paragraph, bullet list. That means these artificial bullets go away. Artificial, as if any of them was not artificial. What's going on with this formatting? There we go. And that there. And I've got so many additional line breaks in here that we are just going to fix this. Because if I don't fix this now, it will bother me to no end. There we go. And last but not least, Sacred Smite. Because paladins, of course we're going to have a smite. Costs 2 intellect. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to keep that edge in intellect. Choose 1 creature you can see that you want to be punished for their transgressions. Until you attack a different creature, your attacks against that creature deal +1 damage from divine energy coursing through your melee or ranged weapon. Oh, this is way better than Smite for Dungeons & Dragons, because this is an ongoing effect. If the target is an undead creature, a demon, or smaller ilk, as designated by your GM, you choose whether your successful attack inflicts +2 damage, or your foe must flee from you for 1 turn. Enabler. Huh. And now it's doing that formatting thing again. Why are you doing that. So if I press enter here, it puts enabler on the next line, but it doesn't bullet point it. This is why I switched to the other bullet point types. Paragraph, bullet list, and we're going to, can I tab you over? Yes, I can. But then it's not doing it the same way that these are bulleted. I do not know what's up with that, and I cannot be bothered to fix that right now because of how far I'm in the recording already. Right, so that is super neat. I've got those abilities. What is next on the docket? Looking at the handy-dandy flowchart, which I kept open in another tab so I don't have to scroll to find it. Added to the pools, added edge, added abilities, added equipment. I am going to get rid of the question mark here for the edge because I've decided, yeah, this doesn't need to be there. Now, for the descriptor, we're going to add +2 to one pool and gain one skill based on the descriptor we are using. Descriptors are in a whole other chapter of the book. That is going to be chapter 4. That gets us our list of descriptors. Appealing, bookish, brash, calm, cautious, chaotic, charming, clever, compassionate. Might go with compassionate. Creative, empathetic, fast. Might go with fast just because dogs do like to have zoomies. And right now my speed is hurting a little bit. Gloomy, graceful, guarded, honorable, inquisitive. Honorable makes a lot of sense. Intelligent, intuitive, jovial, kind. I feel like I'm about to go into something that I learned in Boy Scouts. Trust with a little helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. That would definitely be a bunch of descriptors, but that's not relevant here. Or reverent, I guess. Mechanical, which mechanical doesn't mean you are made of machine parts. It means that you are mechanically inclined. You fix things and build things. Mysterious, mystical, perceptive, resilient, rugged, skeptical, stealthy, strong, strong-willed, tough, and virtuous. Virtuous and honorable sound similar. Oh, well, it looks like even though I'm using the new version of the book, clicking on the link for virtuous does not take me to virtuous. That took me down way too far. I need to go to page 30. At least the scroll wheel works. Okay. Virtuous. Doing the right thing is a way of life. You live by a code, and that code is something you attend to every day. Whenever you slip, you reproach yourself for your weakness and then get right back on track. Your code probably includes moderation, respect for others, cleanliness, and other characteristics that most people would agree are virtues, while you eschew their opposites, sloth, greed, gluttony, and so on. You gain the following characteristics, +2 to your might pool. Trained in philosophy or religious lore. Okay, so I'm going to put virtuous as a descriptor and +2 to my might pool, which brings it to 16. And under skills, I'm not converting this because the last time I tried to convert it in this very recording, mind you, it still was doing the thing that I don't like. So we are going to type in, and this is recent, by the way. Obsidian wasn't doing this. I think it was something that broke in a most recent update. So my assumption is they'll get to it and fix it again. We'll see. Trained in religious lore, I'm going to say. Okay, so we have our descriptor in place. One of them we are going to put in that species descriptor that I'm going to be building in a little bit, but I'm going to save that towards the end. Focus, we choose 2 tier 1 abilities from our focus, but we haven't picked a focus yet. So let's pick a focus. If I go back to fantasy, there should be, here we go, suggested foci for a dungeon fantasy game. Wears of Sheen of Ice, tends to the wounded, maybe. Strikes with mystic might, speaks for the land, sneaks through shadows, rides the lightning, reveres a supernatural force, quells evil. That might be a good one. Performs feats of strength, never says die, moves like the wind, masters weaponry, masters telekinesis, leads, infiltrates. There's 3 good ones here. I might go with leads. But let's look at tends to the wounded first. That's the first one that caught my eye. And the link for that doesn't work either. Wow. Okay. So they had fixed some of these hyperlinks in the new version, but this is not fixed. So, Tenants of the Wounded is page 228, which is not actually page 228, because page numbers in the document are not the same as page numbers in the printed version. But I am only a few pages off, because we're looking at like the title, the cover image, and the inside cover image, and stuff like that. So that's what throws it off. So it tends to the wounded. You can heal others with a touch. As a paladin, I think this will work pretty well. Can alter time to help others and are generally beloved by everyone. Good doggos are beloved by everyone, except not dog people. And even they begrudgingly like dogs, because dogs are loyal and kind. Right, so genre themes, healer, doctor, etc. GM intrusions, we have a GM intrusion here. Attempts to heal might cause harm instead. A community or individual needs a healer so desperately that they hold one against their will. Those are two different GM intrusions. So we're going to have both of them on here. Neat. We have two GM intrusions that are possible for this character specifically. Now we're picking two tier one abilities. We have three to pick from: easing the pain, healing hand, and resilience. So for resilience, you can take one more moderate wound than normal. Actually, hold up. Wait a minute. Did I get the opportunity to take more wounds? I don't think I did. I got that from my other character, but you'd think a paladin would get that. Let's go back up to paladin, page 58. Which is probably more like page 61. 60. Wasn't too far off. I skipped over it. You could take three more minor wounds and one more moderate wound. So three more minor wounds. We're going to get rid of all those double X's, because I could take all those, and one more moderate wound. Get rid of those double X's. There we go. That frees up spots for us to mark off that we've received major and minor wounds. Well, minor, moderate, and major wounds, as the case may be. I thought that was something I'd missed. Back to Tends to the Wounded. I could take one more moderate wound, which would make me more tanky. I like that. Easing the pain, allies within immediate range, including you, take a recovery, add +1 to their roll. I really like that. But might, speed, and intellect aren't the same as damage in this new version. So that's not healing, that's putting more fuel in the tank. But I still like that. And healing hand, with a touch you reduce one wound severity by one step unless the target can take no more wounds of that lower severity. A healed minor wound is gone completely. One moderate wound becomes a minor wound, or one major wound becomes a moderate wound. Oh, so if you've taken so many minor wounds, you take a major wound, you cannot heal a moderate wound. You can't turn it into a minor wound because there's no spots left for the minor wounds. Huh. That's an interesting mechanic that's been added in with the change to the wound system. Or one major wound becomes a moderate wound. Each time you use a healing hand, the intellect cost increased by one. This lasts an action. Okay. So I'm going to take easing the pain and healing hand, and I'm going to pause the recording to add these in because this recording is long enough as it is. We are back, and while I had the recording paused, I fiddled with the formatting again on this because I wasn't going to do that on camera anymore, and I like that a little bit better. It's a hybrid of the copy-pasted bullet points with the ones that are in there with markdown language. Right. Up to ciphers, which I'm not going to put on this character right now. Finalizing with a name, background, and so on. I already added the background, and then off to playing the character. But I skipped some things. I need to put in some skills, and I need to add that last descriptor for the species. So here is what I have been doing. I've been kind of busy. I've been working on a book for the Cogworld that has a lot of Cogworld being the campaign that I'm running with my home group right now, using Cypher, first edition Cypher, or current edition Cypher, Cypher 2, we're not moving to yet. And in that book, I created a lot of homebrew species descriptions. I'm not moving all of them over to this document, but this is my short list of ones that I want to create. Kobold, already managed. This is already shared as of the last recording I did. But I want to add four different kinds of elementals: air, fire, ice, and rock. Elemental in this regard is, now I haven't statted them out yet, but my headcanon is something like halfway between a bender from Avatar series, the animation, not the Blue Smurf movie, and Genasi from Dungeons and Dragons, some kind of mix between those. But species are more limited in Cypher 2 as to what they do. So how I'm going to do that, I don't know. That's a problem for future Crash because I'm not touching those yet. Constructed, basically your build. The Scarecrow and the Tin Man would be constructed if you're looking at Wizard of Oz. Frankenstein's Monster is constructed. Pinocchio, the T-800, those are constructed. So anything that is an artificial being would fit under that purview. I'm looking forward to creating that one. And then I have a bunch of them where I called them kin. So these are anthropomorphic animals. And rather than say, here's a wolfkin, and here's a dogkin, and then here is a lionkin, and here, etc., 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 they might be called that in-game, but that's a lot of building of stat blocks, and I feel like at that point, I'd just be inflating the page count. So I divide them into categories. So you have an armored kin, where you could be a crab person, or an armadillo person, or even a porcupine person, and then the stat block for armored kin would make sense. I have avian kin, burrower kin, pack hunter kin. That's what we're going to go with here because I'm making a wolf and wolves are known for being pack hunters. Prowler kin, that would be more not pack hunter, but still hunter. Runner, deer, gazelle, horses, and so on. And swimmer, dolphins, otters, sharks, etc. So those are my short list. In this case, we're going to be doing a pack hunter. And I am going to write up a description for that right now. And we're back, and here we go. So for pack hunter kin, your pack is everything to you. They might be the family you were born into, the one that you raised. So you could be the leader of the family, or even one that you found along the way. Hence the adventuring party. But you would do almost anything to help and protect them. You all work better together, even if you have to remind some family members of this from time to time. The strongest bonds have the worst breaks, however. If at some point you were betrayed by your family, forming connections and trust with others will feel next to impossible. Would feel. Because that's an if-then statement. You gain the following characteristics. So these are the game mechanic things that go from being a pack hunter kin. This one I think might be the most powerful, depending on the situation. If you are helping an ally, they don't get a GM intrusion if they roll a 1. Now, you can only do this once per 10-hour recovery. So this is like the equivalent of a once-a-day thing. But that is incredibly intense as an ability to avoid a GM intrusion, which is why I limited it to a 10-hour recovery. There are other species that get the option of avoiding a GM intrusion in a specific circumstance, but this is more general, and you are giving it to somebody else. So that's a lot. You are trained in tracking if the target's scent can be detected. So if you can sniff them out, pun intended, then you can use that as an asset in your advantage. And if you have attacked or have been attacked by a foe within immediate distance of yourself, so you're in melee combat, an ally will have their attack on the same foe eased on that turn. And this can only be done once per turn. So if you are having a knockdown, drag out fight with the bear, and you have 5 other members in your party, they don't all get an asset. Only one of them gets that asset for that turn. I'm limiting that because looking at the species that are already in the book, this seems like it would be way too powerful if you could just go up and stand in front of someone and say, stop trying to hit me and hit me, and then suddenly everyone around you is able to hit them much harder. But this makes pack hunters really good at being utility and or tanking, well, mostly tanking classes. So let's go ahead and select all of these, copy. We're going to go back to our Wolf Paladin and we're going to add these under here. Let's put them right here. But this one here, the trained one, we're going to copy this and put this under skills. Oops, there's a space there that shouldn't be there. Trained in tracking. There we go. Now I need to pick my last two skills. So let's look at our skill list. Fantasy skills, religious lore, we already have. Animal care, athletics. Sounds good. Attacking is one of the tier restricted ones, so we can't pick that. Crafting, deception, probably not. Disarming traps, disguise, probably not. Escaping, farming, gathering information, gymnastics, healing. Gonna nod sagely at that. History, initiative, intimidation might be a possibility. Yeah, growling. So we are going to go with, let's double check for our skills. It just says choose two skills, so I'm guessing it's trained. I'm going to change TBD to copy this, keep the same formatting. Trained in intimidation. And you know what? We're going to say trained in charm. Two things that good doggos are really good at. Convincing you with their puppy dog eyes that you didn't really want that steak on your plate. And convincing you with a low growl that you don't want to be there right now. Both things that can be done. Okay. So I think that is our character all made up except for their name. We need to give them a name. And I'm going to name them, Virtuous Wolfkin Pack Hunter. And their name is going to be incredibly boring, Lupus. Bit too on the nose. It was either that or Spot. I almost named them Spot. All right. So, friends, thanks for hanging out with me while I made this character. I will be providing this character sheet and all the other notes that I have made for this and previous characters in a link. It goes to my Patreon page, but that's only because it's way easier for me to update things on there than it is on my server. It's still going to be a one-click download, or should be, to get the zip file with everything in it. In addition, right now there is a bit of a problem with my PeerTube account. And I'm saying this as of time of recording. The last few videos I uploaded weren't actually going live. They're getting stuck in the transcription portion of it. So the file is there, but they need to translate it into other versions of video so that it can be played via the web. And that's not happening, so it's not actually going live. And this is a problem that my PeerTube instance that I use has had before, and they've fixed before. So my assumption is they'll fix it again. But right now it has not been fixed. So we'll see what's going on with that. The audio version is always going to go on my website, and it always goes on the Patreon first. But the goal is for no one to need to use my Patreon. With that said, I should probably find the button and press that to play us out. All right. Thank you, everyone, for playing along with me. Music Hearing is Bubble Machine by Drozix. It's public domain. Get that from modarchive.org. My website is aaronbsmith.com. That's where I put all this content. All roads lead to Rome, and all my stuff ends up on aaronbsmith.com eventually. Email me at cogwheel@aaronbsmith.com. My Fediverse links are on aaronbsmith.com, so go there to check them out. And Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming, is where you can go to throw money at me if you want to help me keep the lights on. Thanks to my wonderful patrons, Ellie, Liv Droman, Paul, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. And until next time, have fun.